came to the interview today, you forgot that I'm eating Chicago hot dog and apple pie as well. But anyway, it is great to be here once again. You always have a great event. You always work hard to support Republican candidates,
not only here at the 42nd Ward, but around the state. But I have to tell you, this is a first for me. This is the first time I can sit here and tell you that we actually are residents of the 42nd Ward. Nancy and I found an apartment in your ward, and we love it, and we enjoy it. We look forward to working with you to elect Republicans throughout the 42nd Ward and throughout the state of Illinois with your hard work. I have to tell you, up there for a real treat tonight. Jared Engel is here tonight with us, and we are especially treated to see someone who's going to take on the establishment in Nevada, who's going to turn that state around. I had the privilege of speaking with her in New York. We were both invited out to a very Republican meeting called the Monday Night Meeting. And we had an opportunity to visit with people who care deeply about what's going on, not only in New York, but around the rest of the nation. And frankly, this election is a lot about Illinois for us, but it's also about the rest of our country's going to go. And that's why all elections are so important today. Today, I think some of you know is the Republican candidate for governor. Without your support, I wouldn't be here. I mean that. I won by 250 votes in the primary. We want to make sure that we win this election by much more than that. I'm sorry that Nancy's not here with you tonight. It must have been a tougher crowd in Aurora because our scheduling had moved into Aurora to speak to a group, but I got the pleasure of being with you here tonight. I'm sorry all of you couldn't be here, but I also want you to know that Nancy and I have three wonderful children. One of them is going to go with us tonight. William, our middle child, is a third-year law student at DePaul next year. I hope you have a chance to visit with him back there. He's already got these looks from his mother. We also have a daughter, Katie, who couldn't be here. She's a nurse at Children's Memorial in Chicago, and a younger son, Dr. Hanson, could be a senior who is the next chaplain next year. There you go. Nancy and I have known each other for 30 years, married for 20 years, had the privilege of dating our family and building business for our country and others. Plus, that's what this election is all about. The opportunities that existed decades ago don't exist in this state today. And it's our challenge to give those opportunities back to our children and grandchildren. You know, we know the solution. We know the problem. Illinois is a state deep in debt, $130 billion. And when you're trying to convince your friends, be they Republican, Independent, or Democrat, about why we can make a difference, remind them that half of that debt was incurred in the last 8 years under the government that passed in and got the borders. So we can make a difference. We can make a difference by bringing jobs back to Illinois. The way to do that is not to listen to the rhetoric of Pat Flynn about raising taxes and giving pay raises out to his employees. We know the answer. The answer is simple. As I often say, it's higher taxes and higher fees, more litigation, more regulation, and deficits and debt created jobs would be the number one job producing state in the nation. But we're not. So we have to be the party that fights against big government, against tax increases, for litigation reform, and for regulation reform and ending bureaucracy, and the party that stands for living within our means. That's why the first issue of a Brady government is going to order an audit of all state spending. So we have that transparency to know how we can make our state work. The second order journey is to cut state spending. Our motto is we are going to root out at least a dime in every dollar, eliminating waste, fraud, inefficiency, mismanagement, and corruption. It doesn't mean we're bankrupt. It doesn't mean that we have the $55 billion that came at the board that we're spending to put us in debt. But if we hire good people and get rid of political parties, bring managers into state government, we can invest the $47 billion to provide for the best public safety, the best educational institutions, the best health and human services, and the best services and transportation to the people of Illinois. We can get the job done. But we also have to add on our future. And I hope you'll join me in placing parental choice when it comes to education. Our school systems are failing us because we do not give parents choice and bring competition to the educational systems of this state. And with your help, we'll lift the cap on charter schools, we'll expand the tuition tax credit, and we'll give parents vouchers when school districts are failing their children most miserably. And lastly, we see a big bus around called the Clean Break Express, donated to us by a generous contributor. But it's time for a clean break from the politics of the past.
You know it all too well, dealing with machine-style politics. But it doesn't have to be like that. And it goes beyond a few corrupt individuals, one under trial right now and going to jail soon. I think it has to do with the system. In a system of corruption, it gives too much power to far too many individuals. Then somebody probably has to take our government back and take that power back. And to do that, we have to embrace Turner, contribution of it, the legislative district clubs, and your interest, not a political people. The good news is the people of Illinois get. Now, there's a lot of discourses and rhetoric. Believe it or not, I'm married. I have a daughter, and I care deeply about women, and I got this too. So don't believe what you hear and help us fight off the rhetoric. The good news is the people of Illinois get it. That's why we're up in every independent poll taken since the primary. In some cases, as high as 15%, in no case, less than 4%. That's the good news. The bad news is it's August and not November. But that just gives us a chance to sell our entire ticket. I'm pleased tonight to have with me Jason Plummer, my lieutenant governor candidate. Jason Plummer. Mark Kirk is the United States Senate candidate, a statewide district, every one of them can win. You know, if today the election were, not only would we win statewide races, but we would pick up no less than 4 or 5 United States congressional seats in the most gerrymandered district drawn by Democrats in the history of our country. And we would win majorities in both the House and the Senate. But those victories are not going to come by coasting to the finish line. Tonight, we have to commit ourselves to making sure we live so uncertain. We reach out to every independent and Democrat. We reach out to everybody we work with and our neighbors. We ask them to join our cause to restore Illinois to a place of integrity. To restore Illinois to a fiscal place of integrity so that we can create the best job environment for the people of this great state. And thank you for your help. I look forward to working with you to make this the best state. Thank you and God bless you.